Today's learning from the Mishnah Chaim Lutz from Shani Moshe Ani Rivka Basma Yisrael Zeri Yisrael Nachman Moshe Skus Fush Shloim Lachaim Moshe Yiva Malka Yirmi Bracha Basa Malka and Mat Yitzchak Ben Fagel Dina Skus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Chaf Beis. We started talking about the brachas of Hatayva Ametiv and Diana Emes. We are up to Simon Reish Chaf Beis. We are up to Sif Dalid, I believe. Okay? Says the Mechaber, Mevarech al Atoiva, Atoiva Ametiv. For something good, we say Atoiva Ametiv. Afal Pisha Yorah Shema Yoviloi Ramimani. Even if it's a kind of situation that it's good for you right now, but you're concerned that something bad might come from it. And the Mechaber gives us an example. Kagoin, Shematza Metzio, you found an object. Vyore Shema Yishama La Melech. Vyika Kala Shaloi. And the king is going to hear that you found this object, and the king is not only going to come take that away from you, he's going to take other stuff away from you as well. B'chein mevarech al ara, when something is bad, baruch dayin ha'emes, af al pi, she'yav alay toiv memeni, that if something bad, chas v'shalom, happens to somebody, and it's bad at the moment, you say, dayin ha'emes, even if potentially something good is going to come out of this bad. K'goyin, shavo loy shetav al sadeyu, his field got flooded, af al pi, she'yav ha shetav, once the water drains out, he toiv alay shishka sadeyu, the field is going to be well irrigated, so there's potentially a bracha that comes from it. Still, you make the dynamics. Let's see, Mishruaf Bishayari. Ke'en lanu l'staka bas, it's a Musa Haskell. Don't look at the future. Worry about what's going on right now. She'af sheshlo yirkein, maybe the king is not going to hear about it. Maybe the king won't take it away from you. Yigayin shematz v'tziv yara, she'alili yolov, somebody's going to go to the king and say, you know what happened, this guy got this object and didn't tell you about it. The yikles shaloi, they're going to come take other stuff from him. Umeri she'eshle anche bayis, now he's saying a separate point. The Mechaber said, you make this bracha toiv metiv. You remember we made a distinction between a toiv metiv and shachiyanu. A toiv metiv is something that's good for you and for others. Shachiyanu, if it's only good for you. So the Mechaber said, you make the bracha toiva metiv. Umeiri sheyeshle anshe bayis, that you have people in your house. Sheyesh b'zeh toiva gam lahem, v'shayach brichas toiva metiv, because they also have a toiva, and therefore they have brichas toiva metiv. V'yelav hachi, because if not, yesh levarach rak shechiyanu. So he says the Mechaber was only talking about a situation that you have other people that are benefiting from this as well. However, if you are the only one benefiting from it, then of course you would only make a shechiyanu, and that concludes Simon Reish Chaf Beis. Now let's move into Reish Chaf Gimel, also a very, very important Simon. As we'll see, for some reason or another, many people don't make these brachas, but we'll see that once again, it's l'chaira, it would seem that in many cases we should be making the brachas, and we have to understand the halachas when yes and when no. Says the Mechaber, Simon Reish Chaf Gimel Sif Aleph. Yodolai Ishtai Zachar, if your wife has a boy, a child, Mevarach HaToiv HaMetiv, you make the Bracha HaToiv HaMetiv. V'gam Hi Tzricha Levarach Kein, she should also make the Bracha. Says Rima, V'im Mesa Ishtai, Chas V'Shalom, the wife dies, Belitta, during birth, Mevarach Shechiyanu, the Lek HaTava Lachrina, because then, as we said, HaToiv HaMetiv, it's good for you and good for someone else. Shechiyanu, it's only good for you, and Chas V'Shalom, the person's wife died, then it's only good for him. That what happens if the father dies before the baby was born, so the mother got pregnant and the father died, then she makes a shechiyanu. There are some who say that this bracha is, we're makel on it, not everybody makes it, because this bracha is not a bracha that chachamim were mesaken, you have to make this bracha. It's optional if you want to make the bracha, and therefore, we are makel in it. And that's where it became that many people are makel on this. But let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. Says, if a person was not there by the birth, he only heard about it, he makes the bracha. So to what is explained in Sif Bey. Zachar. Even this halacha, that you make this bracha toiv emeta when you have a boy, is even if you already had several children, male children. The toiv sheyodalei bas, and you really would have preferred to have a daughter, kadeshi kaim mitzvahs peri verivya. So an interesting expression of the Mishnah Berurah, or word usage of the Mishnah Berurah. He does have a havamina that somebody wants to have a daughter just for having a sake of a daughter. He's just saying is that you want to have a daughter so that you can be kaim the mitzvah peri verivya. Right? Afilahacha im noilid bas em avaracha. So you don't make a bracha. Right? The Gemara says that a noilid zacha is a simen bracha. Mekalmakam nearly pasha, the pram rishon shikaroya isa, that even though you don't make a bracha on having a toiv emetiv from having a baby girl, but the first time you see her, mevarach bricha shechianu, you would make a shechianu. The migara misharayas chaver lachash leishim with sameach bariyase. You have a very, very close friend you haven't seen for a long time, and now you see him, and you're very happy to get to see him. The mevarach shechianu kolakam simin reish chafei sif aleph, as we'll see in simin reish chafei. Mevarach atoyv emetiv atoyv loy the nichalei bezacher, because his preference is with a zacher, v'gam toiv lo, shegam lo nicha b'men zacher. The wife is also wants a zacher. V'afilo hoya lehem kvar kam banim. Once again, he tells us, even if you had several children, v'ayim b'rim egodim, v'afilim loy beirach tekev k'sheshama, if you didn't make this bracha right away, gam ken yivarach l'kul alma, da'adayin ha-toiv v'nim sheches, even though normally, as we'll see with Shechianu, you have to make it when the simcha is still very, very strong. But over here, having that child, the simcha keeps on going. There is a discussion amongst the Paiskim. We're not going to go through it over here, but you shouldn't know. But if somebody has a zachar, a child who is not well, who has different illnesses and diseases, whether or not you make this bracha or not, obviously, should never happen. But if somebody hears of such a child, you have to ask the question whether a bracha should make or not. So then the Ramah bought this case. What happens if the wife died during childbirth? So the Ramah says that if the wife dies in during delivery, then you only make shechianu because there's no atoiv emetiv. However, there are those who learn that the Mechaber disagrees. The Taz also holds that even if the wife died during childbirth, you make a toiv emetiv. Now the question is why? We just said that a toiv emetiv is good for you and good for others. If the wife died, how is it good for her? The time I shall ataz, what's the reason? The mikamakam yesh like toiv shazir zach olam. In olam haba, it's good for her. She left a zach in this world that's going to eventually grow up and do mitzvahs and give her schosim. Right? I and Shum, Ava Mark see a polycalzet. The Birza Taiva Metam Nix Rax al Noi Gashmis. The Mark see disagrees with the Taz. He says, you're right, she has a Ruchnius Dikahana in Oilam Ham MS that she has a Zacha that she left over in this world, but the Barcha Taiva Metam is on a physical pleasure. Beloyal Noi Ruchnius Bovad. Chaim Belech Hamudis Lushayadam Kulam Tikla Dina Karama, that if Chas Vashalom, the wife dies during childbirth, the husband should not make a Taiva Metam, but rather he makes a he makes a shechianu. More negayah for most of the Olam on this, it seems that Lamaisa we paskin that for a grandchild we do not make that the bracha. So I know Meitz Hashem, all of you are still going to have your own children, but you're getting close to the grandchildren too. Belita, Yaakov, Belita Milashin Zeh. If she doesn't die immediately, she even survives a little bit of time, then it would be. She at least had this period of time that she did have enough from having a boy, and therefore you would make a toiv emetiv. So somebody, Rahman al Islam, his wife dies during childbirth. So now he has two brachas he has to make. He has to make bracha Hashem l'kenim l'chon dayin emes, and he has to make the bracha toiv emetiv. So the Mishabura says you first make the dayin emes before you make the shechianu. Why? The birchas dayin emes heichayva. The bracha that we said to make dayin emes when a relative dies, that's a chiyav derabana. However, the bracha of the toiv emetiv and having a child is a rishus. It's recommended, but it's not a chiyah. So therefore, the bracha dayin emes, which is a chiyah, comes first. Because the elbow simen reish chavei siv gimel. The bracha zayi the shechianu yashem shein el rishus kedlakame. The bracha zu perish bracha shechianu gadozu ameikum neitzu rak rishus sheikar bichas shechianu. What was the takana of the chachamim for shechianu? Niskan al dava abam is manlus man kavadim gadayim is something that comes at regular periods, but not constantly. So Pesach, we make a Shechianu. Shavuos, we make a Shechianu. Sukkos, we make a Shechianu. But all things that are random, right? It's a Rishus if you want. That many are Mekel. says the Mishaburu. The Mai the Gemara Shirishus Itma. The Gemara tells us to make the bracha, says the Mishaburu. So why are we being makel in these brachas, and he's telling us we should be makel, be making these brachas? Okay, let's continue on to see if Beis. Meisavav Rachmanu son, somebody's father dies. Mevarach Dayan Emes. You have to make a bracha Dayan Emes. Hayulay Maman. If his father was wealthy, she rushed that he inherited. Imein Layachem. He has no brothers. Mevarach Gamken Shachianu. He makes a Shachianu. So a guy whose father passed away leaves him over a lot of money. He makes the bracha Dayan Emes and he makes a Shachianu. Miyash Layachem. If he has brothers that are shearing in the Yerusha, Imkayim Shachianu. Mevarach Atayv Emet. If he makes a Atayv Emet, it says Ramash. As long as there's other people involved, you make a toive meita. Let's see, Mishabru Mesaviv. Vuadin Sharadim Kashi. He says you should make a dynamis not just on your on a relative, but anybody who is an Adam Kasha. Jadim it's dialogue that you're pained by it. It's bad news. What did we learn in Reish Chaf Beis? The bad news we make dynamis. The meaning of the Olam is that when they hear about somebody who died who's not a relative, they say Baruch Dynamis without saying the Shem Malchus. When it's a Talmud Chacham, once again, Mishabu is stressing this. He doesn't understand why people are not making these brachas. These brachas are brought down in the Gemara that was supposed to make them. Gamken Shechianu for the money, for the inheritance, Hena Metchila, Dynamis. Canal, boys. But like we said before, you first make the Dynamis. Vachka Shechianu al Nechasim Shenishara Lemitai for the inheritance. But after Yitzayt Misracha Shalay Yamitzav Velay Rishanu, he says, why should I make a Shechianu? I would have preferred, the person would have preferred his father doesn't die and he doesn't have the Yerusha. Mikal Makam Yachla Varach Shechianu. The Embrach is like Pluya Besimcha. If you get something for free that's valuable, right, that's not, you got a dollar, but you got something serious, even though mixed with it is pain, you can make a shachayanu. If there's two brothers or more, you make a toive meitiv instead of a shachayanu. What happens if they tell somebody that his wife died and she left over money for him, he now inherited the dowry? He makes a shechianu on the Yerusha, the same halacha as we had before with regards to the father. It's no difference. Okay, we'll get more into the halachas of shechianu tomorrow. Hopefully we'll finish up the siman. If not, we'll finish up on Monday. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we will continue tomorrow.